Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we have the feasts of St. Cyril and Methodius. They were two wonderful men who evangelized the peoples of Moravia, which is the present-day Czech Republic, in the 9th century. And the brothers translated the scriptures into the old Slavonic language and celebrated Mass in Slavonic, a move that riled many church leaders. But, brothers and sisters, as St. John Paul said, their pastoral attitude of concern to bring the revealed truth to new peoples while respecting their cultural originality remains a living model for the church and for the missionaries of all ages. St. John Paul told us that. So whenever you see Cyril and Methodius, just remember that they came from Moravia and they were really trying to serve their people and did a great deal for their people. Remember them. So we take a look today then at the first reading from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. I always stopped at that and said, consider it all joy that I'm dealing with this or dealing with that. He goes on to say, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. How many of you have had in the last year a very heavy cross to carry? Brothers and sisters, we all have difficulties, and certainly during this time in our lives, many of us are in difficulty. But brothers and sisters, turn to Him. Say, Lord, I know what you're allowing to have happen. I don't understand it all, but I want to follow you. Help me. I put all my trust in you, Jesus. That's the most important thing that you can do. And then we continue with the readings. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should ask in faith, not doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. We can do that all, brothers and sisters, jump around, wondering what to do about this and do about that. First thing, go to the Lord. Ask him, help me. Wait on, please help me. And I will wait for you, Lord. And then the passage continues, the brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in high standing, and the rich one in his lowliness, for he will pass away like the flower of the field. For the sun comes up with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, its flowers droop, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. How much have you put money at the top of your list? For how many of us is that the most important thing? But God is telling us, the rich person will fade away. But brothers and sisters, he tells us that we are to follow the Lord. And as we follow the Lord, we will know how to use money and our talents or gifts in the right way. Don't just take the most, I'd love to have a job doing this or doing that, and you get it. Is that where God wants you to be? Just ask him. Give him a couple of days, and then go ahead as you think best, or as you think God might want you to do. Psalm 119 says, "Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall live." And that's true. Lord, I look to you for help, for wisdom, for teaching me how to be kind, generous. That doesn't come from any of us. It comes from God. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you, become friends with Jesus. Talk to him every day. Tell him what your day is like, and I don't mean you're going to hear voices, but tell him he hears everything about you. Draw near to him. Psalm 119 tells us, "Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall live. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I hold to your promise. You are good and bountiful. Teach me your statutes. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." And that's happened to a lot of us. Things happen that put us in bed for a few weeks or quarantined in our house or whatever. Ask the Lord, "Lord, what do you want for me during this time?" Not, "Lord, take it away," or whatever, but "What do you want me to do in this time? How can I serve you best and serve your people best?" All of us can do that. "The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. I know, O Lord, that your ordinances are just, and in your faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your kindness comfort me according to your promise to your servants." I think those verses from Psalm 119 ought to be verses that if we can, we memorize or make a copy of them. Make a copy of them and let that word become true in your life. Let that help you lead you in your life. That's what God wants. And we read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, only two verses here, 11 to 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. They kept trying to find out the weak spot in God. They didn't know, but they were just trying to get him to find out what was really going on here and whether he was real or not. And it says that Jesus sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And then he left them, he got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Brothers and sisters, people were so confused by this man who said that he was Jesus, and they kept trying to find out where they could find the weak spot in him. And Jesus felt sorrow for a people who would not believe him and believe his word. And it says in the gospel, again, which is very short, the Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus. Listen to this carefully. Don't just tune in for a second. Listen to this again. They began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign for heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And then he left them, got into the boat and went off. And I'm sure there was a lot of discussion. I'm sure there's a lot of back and forth that must have gone on among the Pharisees. But Jesus has told them that he loves them. He's told them that he wants to bring them back to his Father. Brothers and sisters, are we open? Do we really believe what the Gospels tell us? I may have said this to you before, but when I read the Word of God, I just pick it up first and kiss it, because it's life-giving Word. It's not just what's on the printed page. The Word comes to us with life. It can help us to change. And many times that's what we need. And we certainly need it today in our country. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us pray for all our leaders. Let us pray for our president. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, because we can get very, very confused. And then we have our own agenda. What's God's agenda? That's what we need to ask ourselves. It doesn't mean we have to run out into the streets and say it. But if the Lord, you get a thought and you say, gee, I never thought of that before, it may be Jesus. It may be. I'm not saying it is, but it may be. Brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us, you and me. He loves us all, and he wants to save us if we trust in him. And so now, in our difficulties and our challenges right now, let us turn to the Lord together and say, Lord, Lord, please, please will you give us wisdom. Please will you give us help. We don't deserve it because we've turned away from you many times. But Jesus, please help us. Teach us how to pray in these circumstances. And then give God, as I've said to you before, at least 15 minutes every day. And just say, Lord, help me to understand what I can do in the midst of our difficulties. Ask the Lord that. You might be surprised. Maybe you won't. Maybe you won't hear anything. Then just do what you think is best. But if you hear something, and by hearing I mean it's just a thought, a whisper, that it goes through your mind, and you say, well, I never thought about that before. How many of us are praying for our leaders right now? Are we just arguing and gossiping about them? Or have we taken them to the Lord and say, Lord, help us in this time. Please help us. God will hear your prayer. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but the time could come when the Lord appears and says, here I am. What state will you be in? Please, brothers and sisters, draw near to God. Please, and God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.